The Dowager Countess had pulled the black veil down from her bonnet so that it covered her entire face. She wanted to be left alone. She didn't want anyone to see her emotions today. The time had finally come to bury her stubborn old pig of a husband, Count Magnus von Silverhaus. She wasn't sure she would be able to conceal the happiness she felt inside. That would be highly inappropriate while she was wearing severe black mourning clothes. But when the funeral was over, she would throw away the mourning clothes and conquer the world. She was still young and beautiful, and her body contained desires that would finally be allowed to be let loose after 5 years of marriage to the old count. The Dowager Countess started reminiscing. Her family was old and respectable, but never had much money. Generations of wasteful spending on luxuries had brought her father to the brink of bankruptcy the year she turned 18. When he informed the rest of the family of their dire situation, he shot Anna a calculating glance and said that she was their only hope. Anna immediately understood what he meant. She had been told for a long time that she was a stunning beauty, with her deep blue eyes and her shiny blonde hair. Ever since her slender body began developing womanly curves, she had been the object of several men's desires. Many merely disgusted her by leering at her in supposed secrecy, but several handsome young men had made her feel warm inside with lovely declarations and discreet caresses. She had started longing for the day when her chosen one would whisk her away from her ancestral home to be the mistress of her household. It had to be a man she could love with both her body and her soul. Just like the heroines in the novels she read at night when she was alone in her bedchamber. The contents of the books made her loins feel as if they were on fire and made her long to be with a man. She envisioned a young man who worshipped her with a desire that made her feel like a queen, and whose passion would break down all of her shy reluctance until they were united in bliss beyond the description of mere words. Perhaps the young Gustav would be her chosen one. He had the alluring locks of hair and dark eyes that she admired. They had known each other since they were children, and they had played together often back then. It was Gustav who taught her where the center of pleasure in her body and soul were to be found. Sometimes he would lead her away from the other children, and when no one else was around, he wanted her to show him what she looked like underneath her skirts. Then he would show her his equipment. There was nothing too exciting about that. But it did make her discover how arousing it was when she touched herself at night underneath the covers. Gustav had been away on travel for a few years, and when he came back, he was a man. Anna could scarcely believe that it was the same Gustav who had been her playmate years before. When Anna met him for the first time since his return, she could tell from his expression that he was equally surprised to see her. He politely remarked that it was delightful to find that she had become such an intelligent and conscientious young lady while he was abroad. But his eyes told a different story. They grew dark and deep with desire when he took her hand and looked into her eyes. To find out how he would react, Anna told him that she would never forget what an inspiration he had been to her when they played together as children. He caressed her hand discreetly with a smile and said that it had always been a pleasure. He remembered that she was a very proper and polite girl. Anna blushed and pulled her hand away. Her gaze was drawn to Gustav's crotch in the tight trousers. She caught a glimpse of something long, which was slowly growing. It was certainly not the same small twig he had shown her when they were...